Okay, Daf Mem on Beis. Let's find the place. Let's start from the Ikud Amri again. We were in the middle of doing that yesterday. And the Ikud Amri of the the Noivlis. Let's start from Ikud Amri, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the bottom, okay? 9 lines from the bottom. Some say there are two different opinions. It says in the Mishnah Nevelis. Is Machlek say Mishnah Nevelis, do you make a bracha shahakol or do you make no bracha because it's min klala? What are Nevelis? Nevelis definitely do relate to dates. The only question is, what kind of date? Is it a date which has become spoiled, or is it a date which has fallen off the tree? Shalom Aleichem. Haven't seen in a long time. So what are these things called noivlis? Either some say Bishul Mandiyam or Bishul Karma, according to one pain that says that it means Bishul Karma, which means dates which have spoiled. We could understand why you make a bracha shahakol, because it's no longer what it was originally. Anything which is spoiled, it's not in its original form. The bracha changes from Bari Pri Ho'et to shahakol. El Lamandiyam are Tamri Dezika. It's a date, it's a regular date which has fallen off the tree. It's the way it was created, it has not changed, there is no shinui. So the element of time is zika shahak shahakol question mark boyre prio eats me boy laid the bracha should be boy prio eats. So the Gemara says you're right, ella binovlo the coin to the sick of the army, ella binovlo is stama. Everyone agrees when it says in the Mishnah, Noivlei Stama, without it automatically means Bishulei. The Pligi de Bishulei Karmaninu. So in Achnam de Gemara says that in our Mishnah, not like the first Lashon and the second Lashon, there's no disagreement. Noivlei means Bishulei Karmar, a date which has spoiled. It's become too sweet, where it's beyond the point where it's edible. It's edible. Therefore, it is. That, and therefore the bracha will be shahakol according to the Tanakhama, and there will be no bracha according to the second opinion. So what then? We have a tradition of machlekes between the two opinions with regard to bishlish. I don't know what's meant that sound sometimes. Maybe the other one. Hope we don't get another problem with. I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing something wrong with this. It's interference. I don't know. Not exactly sure. Maybe when I speak somehow. Let's still give. We'll play around with it later. But the question over here is, according to the Mandiyama that says it is, but El Mandiyama Tumuri Tamri Dezik or Salifik. Now, there's no question that it refers to dates which have spoiled. Keep Ligi Binovlis Tamra. Where is there machlekes? Is noivlois dates that have spoiled, or noivlois are dates that have fallen off the tree? It's with regard to the Mishnah in Dinai. And there, only there in the Mishnah in Dinai, does it say the word noivlois tamar. And what's the Mishnah of Dinai? Here we go. Ditnan. Hakalin shebe Dinai. Normally, if a person buys fruits or vegetables from an Amaretz, you have to set aside Meiser. Because there's a chashad that the Amoritz was not mafresh truma and not mafresh maaser. But if the food is of such poor quality, then even midrabanan you don't have to be mafresh maaser, because the only reason why an Amoritz would not want to be mafresh maaser because he's going to lose. It's expensive to give maaser. You lose. You're giving away part of your parnasa. This thing is not a parnasa. It's peanuts. Cost him nothing. So it's not kedai to sin. Sometimes it's just not worth it to sin. Sometimes it is. But here it's not kedai to sin. And what are the kalin shabedamai that you do not have to be mafresh meiser? Here we go, list. Number one, hashis. Number two, harimin. Number three, ha'uz rodin. Number 4, Bino Shuach. Number 5, Bino Shikma. Number 6, the Gufnin. Number 7, the Nitzva. And number 8, here's where it says, V'noivlois Tamra. Now, what are these 9 things? If I'm not mistaken, if I count it right, whatever they are. Shisin, what are Shisin? Amarabba Barachon, Amriachon, Min Te'enim. Okay, it's some type of inferior date. Okay, it's not no Gael Sugya. Okay, whatever it is, some type of inferior date. Next. Rimin, what's Rimin? What is that? Next thing in the list, the Gemara says, Kande. What a Kande? So what does it say in your translation? I have no idea what this is. Okay, some type of I don't know what it is. You have a translation for Kande?
Yeah.
What?
Gufnin? It's a late season grape.
A late season grape, okay. Ho'uz Radin, what is it? That's Tulshe. Okay, another type of...
Caperberry.
That's later, that's Slav. Isn't that a...
It's for Pertha.
It's a Pertha.
Caperberry.
A Caperberry?
Caperberry.
Okay, whatever these things are. These are inferior types of produce. This is Tulshen. What is Bino Shuach? What is that? Omar Rabba Babachon Abiyachman Tiine Chiv Rasa. White figs. Let me see what I have over here in this translation. I have also a parish over here. Let's see what it says over here. Find a place. Tamri de Zika. What's the next page? No one, okay. Hey, what's going on here? What?
The tones
to make it a little bit lower? Just drop lower. What? No, I think it was the wire. No, okay, it's good. Leave it. It's good. There's a volume here. There's a volume there. Maybe it's interference with the wire? It gets very sensitive. I don't know, it's very sensitive, these wires. For some reason, it's very sensitive. All right, let's go later. Okay, so we have here the... No, put the tone up. Don't put the tone down, because then it sounds very funny. Keep the tone up. Okay, tone's all the way up? Okay, yeah, keep the tone high. It's good, okay. So now we come to the next thing here is... Okay, Bino Shikma. What is Bino Shikma? The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana B'Yochlan Duvle. It's Duvle. Okay, I don't know what these things are. In these translations, these are just inferior types of things. Duvle Yate Te'enim Hamukavos Be'Armoy. Figs which are grafted. Okay, some type of fig which has been grafted. Gufnin, the next item in the list. These are, what are these? Shilhei. What is Shilhei? Shilhei Gufnei. What is Shilhei Gufnei? Anovim, I'm treating from the translation here, my Gemara. Anovim, Hanim Tsoim, B'Gefanim, B'Yemos, Achorif. These are grapes that are found in the vine during the winter. Nitzpa. What's Nitzpa? That is Pircha. That is caperberries. Priyat Slav. Okay, caperberries. Now we come to Noivlois Tamra. Now we finally come to the Machlekes. Never Tamra. What is this? Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Zero, Machlekes. Chalama, one says it's Bushlei Tamra. One says Noivlois Noivlois Tamra. So Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Zero, here's the Machlekes. What's Bushlei Tamra? Which means it means dates which have spoiled, have become too sweet. The Chadam, the other one says, Tamri de Zika means dates which have fallen off the tree. So here is where there is a Machlekes. So let's review what we've done over here. We know for sure there is a Machlekes with regard to two different types of dates. The question is, where is there a Machlekes? In the first Lashon of the Gemara that we learned yesterday, the Machlekes was presented in the Mishnah here in Masechet Berachos. According to the Ikad Yamar, no. When it comes to the Masechet Berachos, there is no Machlekes whatsoever. It's clear as day that when it says Noivlois in Masechet Berachos, it refers to Bushlei Kamra, dates that have spoiled. And that's why you make a Shahako. And the second opinion says you make no Berach at all. But where then is there a Machlekes? machlokes. There's machlokes when it comes to the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech the Demai. Because the Masech the Demai doesn't say stam noivlois. It says noivlois tamra. There are two words together. So when these two words appear together, that's when there's going to be machlokes. Now the Gemara analyzed this in more detail. Bishul Demai Yomar Bishul Kamra. If he says Bishul Kamra, Haindu Tani Hakalim Shem Demai. We understand why it's called the Kalim Shem Demai, which means Sfeik on Hu Depater. Only if you have a Sofek, if the Am Horetz separated Mice, so that's when you're exempt. Havadohon, but it's Mashma. Let's say you are 100% certain that the Am Horetz did not separate Miser. Chayiv. Why? Because these things, the etzim, are chayiv, because these things are attached to the tree. Now, what do we do? So what? If there's attached to the tree, it belongs to a person. It belongs to the Baal HaBayis. And anything which is privately owned is chayiv in Meiser. So it's very poor quality. It's not worth it for the Amoritz to sin and not be mafrish. A miser, it's not worth it. But even though it's not, but therefore, as long as you have a suffix, so you don't have to give. But if you're certain that the Amoritz did not separate miser, you must be mafresh miser. But Elaman Yamar Tamri Dezika. But if you learn that when it says Noivlois Tamri means the dates and the form of the tree, Vadon Chayef. Vadon, or why it's only if the suffix, only when it's Kalin Shebidmai are you exempt. But the Mashmoy says if you are certain that the Amoritz did not separate, Yechayef. Why Yechayef? Hefker Ninu. If it falls off the tree, it's lying on the ground, it's Hefker. Here's Miyayesh. And if you're Miyayesh, it's no longer private property, so you're part to make your Hadin. Hefker Ninu. So the Gemara says, Hacha B'mayaskin, and Nechnam, the case where he's going, Shason Goyrin, and Nechnam, you're going in a unique case where the Am Haaretz has collected. He has gone out to the field and collected all of the dates that have fallen on the ground and made them into a threshing house. Now, by making into a goyren, he has reacquired them, so to speak. And therefore, yechayiv midrabanan. Not only reacquire them, but it's maris ayin. It looks like. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Shasim Gorin, ha'oni oimi shalotan hemid ma mehen arimas kri, a pile." So, making to a pile, don't Rabbi Yitzchak back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, haleket yashicha v'apeya. Meikar hadin, these things are potter from truma and ma'aser because they are hefker. But she'ason goyren, if you make them into a goyren, meaning you make them into a pile, chuk be'u l'ma'aser, then you are chayiv in ma'aser. Why are you chayiv in ma'aser? Because with the Rabban, you see Rashi, Haleka Sheshach Vapeh, Rashi Avi, no Shatun Mina Meiser, locked on Ani. If the Ani gathers them, the Asan Goyren, and he makes into a Goyren, Chuk Be'ula Meiser, Midrabanan. Why? Marisayin. The man, the Chose, Sovar Shetuas Karkoihu. The Ani, the poor people who see the Ani, he only made this into a pile. They think that it is his private property, and he's not being mafresh Truman Meiser, and they come to be choishay that he's doing averos. So that's the answer. So before we have at this point, what is the answer? We're dealing over here with the Mandi Amar. When it says noivlois the tamar, it means dates that have fallen off the tree. And if it has fallen off the tree, Mekar Hadin, it's potter from Chuma, it's potter from Meiser. And the only reason why we have a deal that says Kalin Shebedemai is potter. But if it's Vadai Shebedemai Yechayiv, why if it's Vadai Shebedemai Yechayiv, in this case, Vadai Yechayiv? Because we're going in a case where the Oni, the person, has collected them, made into a pile, and once they're made into a pile, it looks like it's his property, and he's not being mafresh meiser, and that's why midrabon is a chiyuv to be mafresh meiser. If you know for sure that this person has not been mafresh meiser, you are chayiv to do so midrabon. That's one approach. Now we have another. Some say bishul mandi amar tamri mandi. Another way, another mahalach in discussing this sugya. If you learn that it's Tamid Zika, then it makes sense. Hainu Dehacha Kari Lei Noivles. That's why here it's called Noivles Stoma. V'hasam Kari Lei Tamra. Because there's the fundamental difference between our Mesechta, Mesechta Brachos, and Mesechta Demai. In Mesechta Brachos, when it says Noivles, it means Noivles and Mesechta Brachos means Tamra. Bishuli Tamra. And in Mesechta Demai, it means Zika, we fall off the tree. So you understand why there's a change in expression. In Brachos it's Stam, and in Demai there are two words together. V'chasim karo le tamra, and l'man diyama b'shuli kamra, according to l'man that says it's b'shuli kamra, l'man diyama that says that here, m'sech demai b'shuli kamra, nisnei edi v'edi noivlois tamra, or edi v'edi noivlois tamra. Why is there a difference in expression? Why in both m'sechta, we're dealing with the same exact thing, in both m'sechta brachas and m'sechta demai, they mean exactly the same thing of b'shuli kamra, dates which have spoiled, why then is there a change in its description? And Mesechta Brachos, they are described as Noivles Tam, and in Mesechta Demai, they are described as Noivles Tamra. Why the difference? So the Gemara says, Kosha, Enochnami, this is a difficulty, and we all know that there's a difference between Kosha and Tuyufto, and the Gemara says Tuyufto, that means that the Gemara has been slugged up, and when it says Kosha, it's a good question, but it's the Gemara remains in its answer, it's just that we have to still continue to find an answer to the question. And the answer is Kosha, because not every Mesechta, every Mesechta has own sprach. Every Mesechta has own language. So in one place where it says and there it says Noivles Tamra, because there we're discussing in much more detail. It's a list of 9 different items. It's a much more detailed accounting of different types of fruits which are defective. So there we are a bit more elaborate than we are in Mesechta Bracha. So we're discussing just basic concepts of Bracha. Okay, now we go to a new sugya. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah lefanim minhame. First time lefanim different minim. So the question over here is, how many brachas do you make? So let's go back to the Mishnah to review this line. Okay, the Mishnah is on back on daf mem on the base, and it says in the Mishnah, let's read the words of the Mishnah. It's halfway through the Mishnah, it's the last two words on the line. So mem on the base, a little bit more than halfway down. Hayu lefanim of minim harbe. If you have many minim. Rabbi Yehuda Amer im yesh b'neim min shiva, all of whom mevorich, that's the one that gets the bracha. V'chacham emoyimrim mevorich al eze mehen sheyirtze. So we have here a whole bunch of fruits. Now we have to really clarify what the case is. We have fruits and vegetables, a lot of fruits. But all we know here, the mission is purposely very vague. And the Gemara is now going to define exactly what is the case and what do they argue. So Amma Ulam, Machloikis here between Yud and Rabbanan, then do you make a bracha on Minshu, you make a bracha on anyone? It's going to be case Machloikis, Bishab Bichoseim Shavitz, is where everything in front of you has the same bracha. In other words, you have in front of you an apple and a date. And you like apples. By you, apples are more chaviv than dates. But the date is in the Shivas Aminim, so which has Kedima? So Amma Ula Machloikis, Bisha Birchoseim Shavois, where they have the same bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Savar min Shiv Odif. We don't care what you like better. We care what is min Shiva, Shiva Saminim. Shiva Saminim is what Eretz Yisrael is praised for, and that's what goes first. But Rabbanan said, Rabbanan hold, min Chav Odif, you make a bracha on what's more Chav. If you like an apple, so you make the bracha on the apple before you make a bracha on the Shiva Saminim. Aval, Bishain, Birchos, same Shavos. But what happens if they have different brachos? Everyone agrees you have to make two brachos. Then there's no machlokes. Now, what exactly does that mean? Let's see Rashi. I will be shein bracha same shavas. Tiv yakol ein bracha achas poitrosan. Veshuv ein kan machlokes. And there's no longer machlekes. Let's read the Rashi before. The Rashi before says b'shabichosem shavas, going zaysin v'tapuchem, a zayis and an apple. The tarvayu b'yipur eitz, a bol liftor es shteyim b'bracha achas, and you want to exempt one. So the purpose over here is, as I said, the purpose of the Ula, at least at this point, the Gemara is going to go to two different approaches. But at this point, you're making one bracha, and the one bracha will exempt. The one bracha will exempt the other. So should we have an apple and have an date? Both of them have the same bracha, but only one of them is going to get a bracha. The other one doesn't get a bracha. What do you mean doesn't get a bracha? Nothing. Zero. It's going to be included. So therefore, you have to be very precise in which one you make the bracha. But let's say you have two items, two different brachas. One is a shahakol, and one is o'etz, or one is adam, and one is o'etz. So now, you anyway need to make two brachas. If you anyway need to make two brachas, gezuntehed, make whatever bracha you want first. Now that's not a halach. We know the halach l'maisa. There's a kedima you have in front of you, an eitz and a shahakal. We know you make first the eitz, and then you make the shahakal. But the Gemara does not yet, at this point in time, has not yet come to that conclusion. At this point in time, the Gemara is telling us that if you have in front of you two different brachos, so anyway, you're going to have to make a separate bracha on each item. So now, do whatever you want. There is no machlekes. The only time there's machlekes, you make a bracha on the date, or do you make a bracha on the apple, is because since they are the same bracha. And menelo, you're only going to make one bracha. So which one gets the bracha? Only one bracha. Is it going to be the shilas harim? Was it going to be what's chavit? But if you anyway have to make two brachas, so then you can make the bracha, even the mandiyam that said to make the bracha, shilas. Not in this case, because in this case we have two different brachas. Anyway, you're going to have to make a bracha anyway. So you can do it later as well. It doesn't make a difference. But then Rashi brings the kasha. What about, we know the halacha, if you make a mistake, let's say you make on a fruit, you make a bari pri hadama, right? Let's say you make that mistake. You make on a fruit bari pri hadama. You should make on al eitz. So it's yotza. So therefore, the question over here is why, if you, let's say, have in front of you a fruit, you have a date, and you have a vegetable, cucumber. So why do you make two brachas? You should make a bari pri ho'adama, and the bari pri ho'adama will exempt both, because b'diyad, if you make a bracha on a fruit, adama, yatsa. So Rashi finds that's only b'diyad. L'chadchila, there's no question that you're not allowed, even when you have to make two brachas, you don't l'chadchila make a bari pri ho'adama on a fruit, even if it means you're going to have to make a separate bracha for each one of these two items. Okay, vayta. Mesvei. Let's ask the following kasha. You have in front of you a radish. A radish is a bari pri hadama. Vizayis is a bari pri who eats. So it says, you make a bracha al tznoin, the hadama, bari pri hadama, who poitres as zayis. What is going on? Two different brachas, and making one bracha. Mamash fakir, and I just told you from Rashi. How could that possibly be? So the Gemara says this is totally irrelevant to our discussion. Hachav by askinim kishat snoin ikar. We're dealing in a dish or some type of situation where the fruit, the zayis, is just going to accompany the tznoin. The tznoin is very sharp, and you want to soften, you want to sweeten the taste, and the olive has some degree of sweetness, and that's why eating it together. It's a shayla, classic shayla of ikar v'tofel, you make a bracha on ikar, and the pot is a tofel. Hachmayaskin and kishat tznoin, ikar, period. Yehachiyem a seifa, if that's the case, what about the end of this braisa? Rabbi Doimer, mevarech ala zayis, shehazayis. How could he say that if he's telling me the only way the dish would do it together? Less leila Yehuda hodet nan kol shu ikar ve'ima tefela mevarech al ikar pritzas tefela. Everyone agrees to that principle. So mechi tame, maybe you'll tell me hachi nami the less lay inachnami. He disagrees with the principle of ikar v'tofel can be. He holds beferish v'atanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he himself says in machmas snoin bo hazayis. And the only reason why you bring the zayis because of the radish. Radish is bitter, and you want to sweeten the bitterness with the olive. Mevorech, also you're not supposed to eat an olive alone. You know that eating olive alone is cause for shikha, you forget. So you have to eat it together with something else. So you see that Rebbe explicitly states that he agrees with the principle of ikur v'tofel. So how then can the Rebbe over here say that you make a bracha on the zayis, not on the tznoin? Obviously, the case here is weird. It's not being eaten together, they're being eaten separately, and the issue is which has kedima. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, no. The oil lumber, you just told me a moment ago that when you have two two different brachos. One is Adam, one is Oetz. Everyone agrees. You make two brachos. Here we have two different items, an olive and Adam, and you have machlekes, which one gets the bracha, but it's mashma, there's only one bracha, not two brachas. So what's going on here? It doesn't make any sense. So loyalam b'tznoinik, the Gemara says you're right. We're going in a case where the tznoin is the yikar, askina. And that's why you make a bracha Adama, and Tanakhama says make Adama, and that's it. The Adama exempts the zayis, because the zayis is just a tough el to the yikar. How then can it be chaylek? The chiplig Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, when they disagree, that's been milsa achriti pligi, there's a chesue nechsera. There are missing words here in this brisa, and when we add in the missing words, everything makes perfect sense. What are the missing words? Chesue nechsera of Yachim Tan, here's the correct girsa. In front of you, two of them, they have a radish and an olive, so, and they're eating together, and one's the ikka, one's the tafel, levarech alat snoin, upoitres hazayis. Bamed ramurim keshat snoin ikka. Avol einat snoin ikra, but let's say the snoin is not ikra, they're two separate things. So what do you do then? Here are the emitting words, divrei hakoyel, les mandapolig, mevarech al zeh, pechoyzer umevarech al zeh. Period. And then the Braisa goes further, and again, these are all part of the added words we're adding into the Mishnah in the Braisa. Ushnei, furthermore, Ushnei, Minim, Ba'omer. Generally speaking, you have two different Minim. Shabir Choy Seyem Shavos. Generally speaking, you have two different Minim. Let's say you have two different fruits. You have an olive and a date, and they have the same bracha. Mevarech al eze mehen sheyir. It's according to the Tanakhama. You can make a bracha whichever one you want. In other words, Chaviv. Chaviv comes first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevarech al azayis. No. You make a bracha first in the zayis. Shehazayis mimin sheva. Anything which comes from shesaminim comes first. So far everything is okay. No machlekes. We're safe. Ikar v'tafel. Everyone agrees. You make a bracha on the ikar and that part is the tafel. Where is your machlekes? There's machlekes where birchoseihem shavois. Birchoseihem are shavois. Only one of them is going to get the bracha. If only one gets the bracha, then which one gets the bracha? The chaviv or the shiva saminim? But at this point in the Gemara, what happens if there are two different things? You have a shahakol and ho'etz, or you have a ho'adama and ho'etz. Which one gets the bracha? So at this point in the Gemara, the Amora who's teaching us the Gemara tells us, whatever you want, even chaviv, there's no disagreement. Because since anyway you need to make two brachas, if you want, you can make a bracha on the shahakol or the ho'adama before you make a bracha on the ho'etz. Now the Gemara says, that also is not so simple. Pligi bar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa. Chanan one says machlekes b'shevuchosem shavetz. Rabbi Yehuda savar min shivodif Rabban savar min chavodif. Al b'shem b'chosem shavetz v'kol merachal zeh v'chosem merachal zeh. That's exactly what we learned above. That's a repeat of exactly what we learned in the first half of this page. But the chadamar. Now the Gemara introduces a new amoira that says not so simple. When there's a machlekes, even though the ikar machlekes was shevuchosem shavetz, there's a machlekes even when she'ein b'chosem same shavuos, and that's how we talk a pasuk in the Chulamais that we all know from Shittat. The Chadama one says, "Af b'she'ein birchoy same shavuos na machlokes." Even when there's two different brachas, when one is a shahakol and one is soetz, even there is a machlokes. Now, what do we mean? The Gemara explains. We understand. But when the brachas are not the same, then you do whatever you want. But they argue even where there are different brachas you have in front of you, ha'etz and a shahakol. So according to the Rabbanon, do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want when you have two, even when you have two fruits in front of you, one is shivas and one is not shivas aminim. But according to the Ma'adi Am, but if you learn that the machlekes, even when it's different brachas, what do you? How could they possibly be machlekes? B'she'ein b'chosem shavas. Now, see, I really just jumped a little bit. But the Gemara means say is it's. I already told when I explained to you the Gemara. I already told you the Gemara is maskan. The Gemara in Ahavim is misled to think that if you have in front of you two different fruits, one a shahakol, one who eats, you make one bracha, whatever one you like, and that one bracha will exempt the other item. So if you have in front of you a cucumber and an aleph, so moritz mashma, when is it machlokes? So they argue across the board. Now let's understand. The first case is simple. We have in front of you two fruits. Right, there are two fruits. One is an aleph, and one is, one is a date, and one is an apple. So it's a machlokes. So how many brachas are you going to make? How many brachas? Only one bracha. The question is, which one is zoiche for the bracha to get the bracha, and the other one will be exempt. But which one? Only one of them is. Only one of them will get the bracha. But let's say, until now, what did we learn? But let's say you have in front of you two different minim, where there are two different brachas. Oh, there are two different brachas. No, each item anyway needs to get its own bracha. So since each item anyway needs to get a bracha, there's no kedima. Do whatever you want. You do whatever you want. You can make a bracha on this, you can make a bracha on that. But now the Gemara is telling us that's only true according to one opinion. The other opinion learns the same way. There's not like this one. When the birchosim shavois, they argue even where she'ein birchosim shavois. And the Gemara now understands this to mean that if you have, just like when you have two items, two fruits, which get the same bracha, you only make a bracha on one and it exempts the other. Even when the two items are different brachos, you make a bracha on one, and the other one does not require a bracha. So I'll make a shahakol, and the other one, I'll have in front of me a piece of chocolate and a date. I'll make a shahakol because I like chocolate more than I like dates. I'll make a shahakol, and I don't need to make a bracha bari pri ha'etz. That's ridiculous. How can you possibly say that? How could that possibly be? They're two different brachas. What's? How could this amoira have suggested that they argue even kishayim birchay shem shabbos? They argue across the board, which has a simple connotation, a simple understanding that you only need to make one bracha, and the one bracha you make will exempt the other one. How could that possibly be? So the elam adiyama b'shayim birchay shem shabbos. Pligi, but my pligi. What does it mean? What do you mean? What do they argue? You can't possibly be that you make one bracha and the other one is exempt. So Gemara says no. Here is the chiddush. Amar Yirmiyahu lahakdim. The chiddush is which one comes first. In other words, you have a shahakol and you have ha'etz. Of course, you're going to make two brachos. Everyone agrees you need to make two brachos. The question is, which bracha comes first? Is the first bracha going to be ha'etz, or is the first bracha, it can be even shahakol? So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says ha'etz always comes before shahakol. Ha'etz comes before ha'adama. Ha'adama comes before shahakol. What's more precise, what's more specific comes first. Along comes Rabbi, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanim say no. Once you're making different brachas, gezuntahe, do whatever you want. Now, how do we know this? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, the raya comes. Now, it's not the raya is a chiddush. It's a little bit of a deek of the raya. It's a two-step raya. It comes from Yitzchak. Let me just tell you the outside of the word very quickly. Rabbi Yitzchak say that even among the Shivas Haminim themselves, there's an order. In other words, in the Pasuk, there are seven Minim. Right? The Pasuk says, the start of the Gemara, if you haven't heard the new Gemaras, you have Eretz Chita, Usoira, Gefen, Uteina, Rimoin, Eretz, Zay, Shemu, Dvash. The Shemen is olives, Dvash are dates, honey of date honey. And then you have, so what happens? You have a choice between a grape, a Gefen, and Dvash. Well, that's not a good example. Let's say you have a choice between Zayis and a Rimoin. Okay, Zayis and a Rimoin. So we're going to see that we'll see that there's also another example. Zayis comes first because it's close to Eretz. We'll see all the rules. Okay, we'll see the rules in a few moments. But basically, Rabbi Yitzchak says a very incredible chiddush that even if you have Zayin Minim alone, we never had this so far in the Gemara. In the Gemara, all we had was either a choice between a Shahakal and a Eitz or a Adam and a Eitz, or among Eitz, one Shiva Saminim and fruits that are not from the Shiva Saminim. But what happens if you have have in front of you a collection of fruits, and all of the fruits are all from the Shivas Haminim. Is there a Kedima within the Shivas Haminim themselves? And along comes Rabbi Yitzchak and says, yes. There's a Seder which we're going to review in a moment. Now, here, now we have to read this all tomorrow. Now that Rabbi Yitzchak says this awesome Chiddush, that even among the Shivas Haminim there's a Seder. Al achas kama v'kama, when you have a choice between a fruit and a vegetable, or a fruit and a shahakol, that the fruit comes before the shahakol, even if you like the shahakol first. If you'll tell me that among the Shivas Haminim doesn't make a difference, do whatever you want, then you can say also, if you have two different fruits, you're only making one bracha, so make the bracha on the Shivas Haminim, will exempt the other fruit. But if you have two different minim, one is shahakol and one is oitz, so anyway you need to make two separate brachas, so you can make the brachas in any order that you want. But now that Rabbi Yitzchak is megale that even among fruits themselves from the class of Shivas Haminim there's a very precise say there, al achas kama v'kama, there's going to be a precise seder when you're comparing a fruit and a shahakol. A fruit will come first. Now, what's that memra? It's a kama amuktim b'pasuk, any which comes first in the pasuk muktim b'lebracha. Shenemar. It says in the now the Gemara at this point says they look in the pasuk. There are seven items listed in the pasuk. So we go from the beginning to the end. Whatever comes first, that's the most havamina. The Gemara's maskana is there. It says in the pasuk the word eretz twice. So there's the first eretz and the second eretz. Whichever is closer to the word eretz comes is has kanima, and that means there's a tie because you have chita is the first after the first eretz. And what's the first one after the first Zayas? After the first second Eretz? Zayas. So you have a choice between a chita. You want to chew a chita, then you make a eitz on a chita. Do you know? I'll take it back. You don't. Eretz, chita, so the gefek. I have to review the halachas, the details. But the basic you saw this, anything which it says Eretz in the pasuk twice, anything which everything gets a number based upon how close it is to the word Eretz. And whichever one has a lower number has kedima over the other one which has a higher number. So let's see inside. Kol ha-muktim b'pasuk muzeh muktim l'bracha shenema. It says Eretz, chita, u'sa'ira, chita, u'sa'ira, v'gefen, v'teina, chita is wheat, u'sa'ira is barley, gefen is yayin. So grapes, teina figs, even pomegranates. Eretz, zei, shemen, u'dvash. Shemen is olives. Dvash is dates. U'pligu rabbi nasan. Rabbi chanan kol ha-pasuk kula. That's what the pasuk is telling us to say there. And now the word point said that not everyone agrees to this chiddush. U'pligu rabbi chanan. Why? Rabbi chanan kol ha-pasuk kula l'shiur nemar. He has a different drasha from all the words of the pasuk. It's all of the words the pasuk are teaching you the shiur for a different halacha in the Torah. Chita, when it says chita, the tznan, hanichnas beis hamir, a person walks into a house a beis hamir, tzaras. So what is the halacha? A person becomes tamei. If you walk into a house that's tzaras, the person becomes tamei. How much time do you need to spend in that home before you become tamei? Enough time to eat a piece of bread. What kind of bread? There is barley bread and there is wheat bread. You eat wheat much faster than you eat barley. So you walk into a home that has tzaras, the kalev al kisefav, and your clothing. If you delay, and you're wearing clothing, of course, you're wearing a jacket, you're wearing a shirt, the sandalov vitaba oisav biyadav, and you're wearing shoes, and you have a ring. In ancient times, it appears they wore rings for business purposes, whatever they wore for, they would stamp things with their rings, signet rings. Biyadav. So the question is, when do your clothing and when does your body become tamei? Who you vehein your clothing tameim miyad immediately because you're standing there. Hayolavush kelev v'sandal v'sandal baraglav v'tabos v'yetz v'yisav. But let's say that's where you are. That's where you are. Your garments, you're not dressed. And then go back one line. The Caleb al Kisefav, your clothing are wrapped over your shoulders. Okay, you're not actually wearing, it's not derech levisha. And Bisandalovitabasabita, you're holding on, so it's not derech levisha. Who you tame immediately, Vehain, being that your clothing, you're not wearing your clothing, you're holding their clothing, shlikiderech, they're also tmeim miyad immediately. But let's say Hayalavush Caleb, let's say you were wearing your clothing, Bisandalov, Biraglov, and your shoes are on your feet. Then your ring is on your finger. So who tummy? Yeah, you become tummy immediately, but your clothing are not tummy immediately. They're not there, remain Torah. You delay. You delay enough time that it takes to eat a piece of bread. Halachal Maitzah, we know this from Pesach, it's between 2 and 9 minutes. Different opinions in the Pesach.
Is it when you're in the house that's 29 minutes of that type of bread, or a certain amount of time?
It's a standard amount of time. What is, how is this standard defined? The amount of time, b'chdei achilas pras, pras means a half a loaf of bread. A whole full loaf of bread is eaten between 6 to 8 eggs, which means a half of that is 3 to 4 eggs. What kind of 3 to 4 eggs? Of what kind of grain? Pas chitin, wheat, bar, wheat grain, veloy pas soirin, masif. When you're eating this, when you are reclining, when you recline and eat, you can eat much quicker than when you're sitting up. Va'ichlin beliftan, and we have a relish, you have a dip. When you have a dip on you, when you dip your bread in a relish, you can eat them much quicker. So that is one. It's when the Torah says chita, it's teaching you this shiur that your clothing become tameh when you're wearing them. When you enter a base hamanuga, if you delay there, the amount of time it takes to eat chita, that's the real chita. Next, soira, ditznan. The word soira is teaching the halacha of the size of a bone. Etzem kisar metame b'maga of a masa, a bone of a corpse. The size of a soira is metama b'mago v'masa, by touching and by carrying. That's this, the word barley seed is the shear for tumma of a bone of a mace. But a bone is not metame b'oil. Gefen, what's the word gefen in this post teaching us? It's a reference that a quarter of a loig, which we know to be today between 3 and I guess 5 ounces. He's chayiv aloisa say for drinking yayin if he does so. Teina, what's word teina? Kigregeres, the size of a fig, a dried fig. So Shabbos, the shear that's choshev, the lechus masheres, if you carry on Shabbos the size of a dried fig, you chayiv chiyav kar a skila on Shabbos. What? Can you what?
With the pit.
Yeah. Dried fig with the pit, yes. Rimon of pomegranate, kidetnan, kol klei balibatin, all of the utensil balibatin, shiurin derikirimoyin. That means if you have a utensil, the utensil has a hole. The utensil develops a hole, so what is the rule? It's tar. Once it's no longer fit for its use, it's no, you have a cup that's used for water, and has a teeny little hole, it leaks. It leaks, who's going to use it? You get it all wet. So it's tough, but let's say, but a balabayis, even if it gets a little hole, has a use. You can use it for beans. Let's say it gets bigger hole, you can use it for fruit. You can always use it, you can keep on using it for different things. But once a utensil has a hole that is the size of a pomegranate, then it's no longer fit for anything. Then it goes in the garbage. Because what are you going to use it for? No, you don't use it. You don't use it for watermelon. You don't. This is the mitzias of the standards of the time when Torah was given. This is the mitzias that once you have a utensil that gets larger than a hole the size of pomegranate, no, you don't use it for potatoes. Potatoes you put in a sack. You put it in the bottom of the fridge. You don't. Yeah, the Gemara is saying this is the derech. That is what. This here is teaching us that once you get to shiurim kirimayim, once you get to the size of a pomegranate, it's no longer fit for any use. Next, eretz zayin, eretz zay shemen. What's zay shemen? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, eretz shakol shiurecha kizaysim. Every single shear is the size of an aleph, a kizayis. The Gemara says, what? Every single shear? Did we not just mention right now all of these examples where it's the size of a pomegranate, the size of a dried fig, the size of a chita and a sa'ira, kol shiurecha salgadaitach, v'ha'ika, hanach, that we mentioned, that we just said. The Gemara says, you write, Ella, Eretz, it's a land, Sheroi v'shur echo kizesim. Non-kosher meat, eat chalef, pigle, noiser, tome, most of the halachas in Torah are referred to as zayis. Dvash, dvash means the honey of dates, kichoy seves hagasa, a large date for b'yom ha-kippurim, on Yom Kippur, to be chayef karis, for eating Yom Kippur, the shiri is a seves hagasa. So what do we learn over here? We learn over here from this, so we have another use for the pasuk. The pasuk, according to this man the Omer, is not available to teach us that a seder. So we have this pasuk, and we have two mahalachim in the pasuk. What is the purpose of this pasuk? Is the purpose of the pasuk to teach us a seder among the Zayin minim, or is the purpose of the pasuk to teach us shiurim? So if you learn the pasuk, it's to teach us shiurim. That's it. So we no longer have kedima within the Zayin minim themselves. If we don't have kedima within the Zayin minim, so then let's say we have two different types of foods. We have a shahakol and we have a boye prio eitz. We have two different types of foods. So what bracha will you make when you have two different types of foods? Whatever you want. You can make a bracha on the shahakol if you so wish. But if you learn the bracha, the pasuk is telling us that there's a seder within the zayin minim themselves, so we have a kal v'chomer. Madach, even within the zayin minim, there's a hakpada. You have to make a bracha on this food before that food. Al achas kama v'kama, if you have a food in a shahakol, you have to make a bracha on the food before you make a bracha on the shahakol. So the Gemara just ties the loose ends. V'idach to the man yama that says, Hanashim hadik. The idach. What about the man yamar? He said, how does he know all of the shiurim? If he is going to use the pasuk for kedima, which one goes first? How then does he know halacha? All these the shiurim that we mentioned, all of the seven shiurim. The gemara is v'idach. Hanei shiurim kehegim iksive. Does it say in the Torah that the shiur of chalef is a kazayis? Does it say the shiur is a kesef sagasa? Does it say the shiur is a kageris, a dried fig for it's a Shabbos? Doesn't say Shabbos. Doesn't say a dried fig. Doesn't say this. Ella midrabanan. Now midrabanan does not mean midrabanan mamish. It means halachah l'moshe v'sinai. There's other gemaras which parallel this gemara. On the side here, it brings down that in Erev and Masechta Sukkah, the gemara does not say midrabanan. It means ella halacha l'moshe v'sinai. So it's interesting that here in the Gemara Brachah, this is the Rabban, and elsewhere it says Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, but that's the main idea. Kura the pasuk is nothing more than Asmachta Ba'alma, it's an Asmachta to tie in to explain what it means. Okay, let's go by it. Now we have a new sugya. We illustrate this, we learn in the Ma'is Shahaya. A Ma'is Saraf, a Ma'is always good. Ice lekamayu tamre, they bought from him a tamre a date. Vidivani. Now, no, this they bought from him two fruits, and both fruits happen to be from the Zayaminim, a date and a pomegranate. Do we have the pasuk here on this side of the window? We have to go back to the previous page for the pasuk. Okay, they put it in front of him, they put him in a day and time. Now, let me ask you, so what will you make first? Right, so if you go back to the pasuk, the pasuk says, Eretz, Chita, Usoira, the Gafinu, Te'ena. Te'ena is number 4. Chita, Soira, Gafin is number 4. And then, Rimoin is number Te'ena. And what do you have in front of him? They put it in front of him, a tamre. Tamra is a date, right? I'm sorry. Tamra is, that's the last one. Not a retainer, that's a fig. Rimoin is number 5. Rimoin is number 5. Eretz Zayis Shemen, olive oil, Udvash, it's a date. So date is number 7, and Rimoin is number 5. So what bracha will you make first? You make bracha on the Rimoin, because Rimoin is number 5. 5 is lower than number 7, right? So you make the bracha on the Rimoin before the Dvash. But he did Pum Fakert. He made a bracha on the Dvash, which is on the date. Tamre v'rimoin, shakla v'yavahamina baruch atamre on the date. On number 7, Bereisha. Am Rav Chisla Losula Losula Lamar Lachod Yom Rav Yisrael Vitein Rav Mitzvah Kolam Akum Buktim Bepasuk Zeh Koydim LeBracha. Whatever comes early in the pasuk gets an early bracha, gets the great bracha first. Based on what we learned from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yitzchak, the previous staff, Amalei. No, that's not the pshat in the drasha. And the pasuk it says Eretz twice. It's not 5 verse 7. Zesheni Loretz, Zechamishi Loretz. Rimoin is number 5. It comes after the first Eretz. But then it says Eretz, Zeshemen, Aleph's, Udvash, dates. So Dvash is a 2. Because it's 2 to the second time it says the word Eretz. It says Eretz twice. So Dvash dates is 2. Rimoin is 5. 2 is lower than 5. The Dvash comes before the Rimoin. Amalei. So he said, brilliant. What an answer. Halavai, I can follow you around the whole day and hear your Divrei Chochma. Amalei. So he said, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef. So wait, who's the one? This is Rav Chisra, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Yitzchak. We'll look at the name straight. Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna, he was the one who gave this answer. And Rav Chista said to him, Rav Chista said to Rav Hamnuna, you made a mistake. So Rav Hamnuna gave the answer. So Rav Chista said to Rav Hamnuna, halavai, I had legs of iron. I'll be able to run after you the whole day. I guess it was not easy to keep up with Rav Hamnuna. He was a very busy person and had very good feet. And Rav Chista did not have such good feet. I don't know more than that. Man Yovel, only if Halavai, Hashem would give us Nagri. Nagri means feet. The parzala, made from iron. Bionic man. And we can run after him. Steal feet. Vinashmi Enoch. And we can follow you around the whole day and listen to your words of Chachma. Itmar. Busugim. Have you lifnei amad atayin ba'anovim? Besuchas. They bring from him 10 figs and grapes. Besuchas. Suda. What bracha? Now this within the meal. That means that you already made hamoitzi. You made a hamoitzi. Besuchas suda. In the suda. So now the question is, what bracha do you make? So you have to make a berakah eitz because it's not machmas hasuda. It's not something which is part of mazon. It's not potter from the. It's not normally eaten, so that's the point. The one thing that the tain and figs and grapes are things that you don't normally eat in the middle of the meal. In ancient times, they would have dessert after they benched. You would bench, you would eat the meal, pas, and things which normally accompany the bread, which are eaten with the bread, and then you recite Birchas HaMazon, and then you go outside into the hall for the Viennese table. Like they do in these very fancy weddings. After it's all over, then you go, you finish Birchas HaMazon, then comes dessert. So that's how it was taku done. So let's say you're in a place where they're serving dessert in the middle of the meal, an appetizer. It's an appetizer. Like they serve you serve some type of fruit. So then you have to make a bracha. So I shouldn't say an appetizer because it's not an appetizer. It's something which is not really normally part of the meal. They require bracha lefneim. But you don't have to make a birchas hamazon because when you will recite birchas hamazon, that will cover the bracha in shalosh. So you normally recite for fruit, for dates and grapes. Same exact thing. They have sheishes amar. He disagrees. Tuna bracha. Bein lifneim and bein liachareim. Unbelievable. You have to recite. You must recite also an al hamichya, the birchas hamazon that you will eventually recite. It's not going to exempt the dates and the grapes. Shein l'chadav shatam bracha lefanav v'intam bracha liachareim. There's no such thing that requires a bracha lefanav and does not require bracha liachareim. Ella pas habavikisnim. So here we come to the major sugya, pas habavikisnim b'vod only. Now what is that? Almost at Rashi. What is Rashi? According to Rashi, it's a big machlokes. What exactly is pas habavikisnim the Gemara? So Rashi pas habavikisnim liacha achila. Birchas hamazon how you acha achila birchas hamazon. Rashi says leave Rashi to your mask one more time. Pas habavikisnim acha achila birchas hamazon you give the holy kisnin. They will bring kisnin. What is the literal translation of the word kisnin? The hain kiloyos, toasted kernels of grain. Lefi sheyafin lelef. Can I mean to be almost healthy? The honey kisne demalo liba, these kisne toasted kernels that are good for the heart. Or medim imam pas shenelusha im tav, they bring bread which is kneaded in tavlin with a lot of spices, sugar, and all these other things, cane, whatever that word is, shalanu, the yesh, oisim, oisim, kimin, tzipa, they make in different forms, like birds, and the lanas and trees, oichlin, mehen, davar, muot, and they only eat a small amount of the bread, omitoich, shenaisim, lo, here's the key words of Rashi, shenaisim, ba, tavlin, habe, they put a lot of spice, a lot of sugar, a lot of ingredients, the egoizim, ushkedim, and nuts, and almonds, umachol, the dogon, the grain quantity of the piskin is very small. Loi hitinu abrocha mein gimel. You do not need to make an al hamechia. Midi havi apas ares v'deichen like rice and millet. Der minim beperikin b'tchila bari minim mizunas ulubasayf v'loi klum. Now v'loi klum means it means you don't make an al hamechia, but you do make Rashi steer sigilek a bari in the fashas. So the point over here is you don't eat enough of the grain of achila of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. That's the point. What? Rashi, what's again? Mizoynus?
No.
Alright, that's a different story. That's a whole different thing. We're dealing over here with something which there's a lot of other ingredients, and the minority ingredient is the mizoynus. You have here the most of what you're eating is toasted kernels, which is mixed with a small amount of flour. You're not eating enough flour to eat the shear of a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So v'loy klum, you make a borei minei mezoynos when you start, because the ikur ingredient called dover sheyesh by min dogon, the brach is automatically borei minei mezoynos. Being that you did not eat a kezayis of dogon b'chdei achilas pras, the concluding brach is v'loy klum. And v'loy klum, according to most of the achronim and Rashi, means you don't make a bracha in gimel, in sholosh, but you do make a borei nefashos. So along comes the Gemara here, says that the only thing. So here, let's not lose focus of the Gemara. Here, you're eating grapes and fig and dates in the middle of the meal. And so we have here so far two opinions. The first opinion says you make a bracha rishayna, and you don't make a bracha acharayna. You make a bari per eitz, because this is something which is not normally part of the meal, and you do not. The first opinion the first opinion says that you do not make an aloha eitz. Why don't you make an aloha eitz for grapes and for dates? Because you're going to bench, and when you bench, the Birchas Hamazon will take care of the grapes and the dates that you've eaten in the middle of the meal. The second opinion says no. You have to make a bar, you make a bari per eitz, and you make an alo eitz, and then you bench. The benching will not exempt you from the al eitz, and the only time that you have such a concept where you're going to make a bracha rishayna, and you're not going to make the normal equivalent, the normal matching bracha acharayna, is only by pas haba bekistin, bread that accompanies toasted kernels, because there you have it's dog. So you make a borei minei mezoynos, but you're not going to make the normal matching brocha acharina of al hamichya, because you don't have a kezayis dogon b'chdei achilas pras. And now the Gemara says, "Upetliga Rabbi Chiya," and this is a third opinion in this matter. Our Rabbi Chiya, the Yom Rabbi Chiya, pas by teres kol minei meichel, the yain perde kol minei nashkin, which means you don't make a brocha rishayna and not a brocha acharina. No, we're talking about doing our case. That's the yayin. Yayin, you make a bracha on yayin, you don't have to make a shahakal. If the yayin patters all of the yayin, all of the mashke in the suit. If you make a bracha, boya priyagofen, you don't have to make a bracha on other mashke in the suit. But that's not the point. We want to make up here is not only when it comes to yayin, you have that concept of the liquids. If you make a bracha hamoitzi, it exempts anything that you will eat during the meal, according to this third opinion, that you eat during the meal. So the bottom line is, we have time. We have three opinions. A person is eating in the middle of the meal grapes and dates. This is something that you normally do not eat as part of your meal. What are the laws? Do you make a bari pre-eitz and al-hamichya? Three opinions. The first opinion is you make a bari pre-ho-eitz. but you don't make an al haetz.
You don't eat it.
It's not meant to be eaten. You would not eat grapes. Doesn't matter. Even if you know about it beforehand, it's something which is not derech to eat during the meal. First opinion, you make a bari pri eitz, and you make birchas hamazon. The second opinion, you make a bari pri eitz, and you make an al haetz. And the third opinion is you make zero. You don't make a bari pri eitz, and you don't make al haetz. Three opinions on the brachos. Stop.